Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, I think there should be a day every year where everyone can really blast off and just let it all out.
Anonymously?
Well.
Or not.
I don't know. No, not anonymously, because you want to just really blast it off.
Okay. Blasting what? Are we blasting off other people?
I don't like anonymity.
I agree.
Sometimes you need
it. I definitely suffer from like, I don't want people to know I said that.
Well, that's why we're going to have one day every year where everyone can just blast it right off.
What are they blasting at? What are they doing?
Into the air. Just all the things that annoy and upset.
Are they naming names? No, they don't have to.
They might name names.
Today's the day. Is this an official holiday?
So listen up. If you're listening to this, Friday, May 19th. Today's the day. Just let it all hang out. What do you think, Maysoon?
I'm into it. I'm actually really into it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did you ever read the book Sula by Toni Morrison?
I have never read that book.
Ugh, it's so good. And it's very short. Listeners, go check that out if you haven't read it already. But it starts out, there's this character named, I think, Shadrach. And he's a World War, I think, one veteran. He kind of goes a little nuts from shell shock. And he just carries around a noose. And he says that he declares that there's one day a year called Suicide Day.
Fuck.
And that's the only day that you're allowed to kill yourself. Basically, so it's not a surprise. I mean, I think the idea was that it was
dark.
Kind of compartmentalizing, like, so you wouldn't ever have to worry that someone you know or in love is gonna kill themselves. If you
had them in your watch and care that one day.
Well, yeah. Or you just wouldn't have to worry the other 364 days of the
right.
year.
So there's one day where everyone's worried.
I don't think that was really his agenda, because he was kind of off his rocker a little bit. Anyhow, point is, don't ever commit suicide, but do let it all hang out of your verbal you know, grievances.
You got any to share with us today?
Sure do.
Give us one or two.
I forget. Speaking of grievances that you need to air, go to compensationfoundation.org. They're just about to release all their shit, all their charts. So get on there, because they need up-to-date information. And if you haven't submitted some things, man, I was looking at my backlog. I just look at my CV and just go through each show and my memories of the show and what I got out of it. Whether you got paid or not, whether they fucked your shit up or not.
That was with Oliver and Eleanor, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, the present group. So go check that out, because, okay, so the Compensation Foundation, they had a survey where artists could submit their experiences that they had interacting with different institutions. They have all these, it's really quick. You can make an account and then you don't have to re-input your personal information. Like, you know, it asks for like your age and stuff like that.
Do you have to make an account?
No, you don't have to.
Great.
Anyhow, get on there, because all that's going to come out soon and we want the information to be as accurate as possible. Look, people, if you've got some shit going on and you're putting a show together, get your shit together. Submit your shit. Get your checks out on time. We got a question in this week from a listener. I forgot about it until right now. Okay, this one's from our old pal, friend of the show, Christine Wong Yap. Artists and curators working on exhibitions together having Slack threads. Totally genius or totally obnoxious? Now, Slack is that kind of like bulletin board chatty kind of thing where groups can kind of have like a little group chat, but it's like email, but kind of more organized. So anyhow, it's like a big message board. You can post pictures. You can do whatever.
Yeah.
So how does that sound to you as an arts administrator?
I think if everyone is using it, it sounds great. But I have found oftentimes when working in groups that there's always a couple people who just like absolutely can't work in that way that you're hoping everyone can be
honest. Or they just won't respond to stuff.
Or they're just like, oh, I don't know how to do that. And so they're like, can you call me for every single thing? You know what I mean? Like, they're just, they can't figure it out.
Yeah.
They don't really want to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so in that regard, I could see wanting to move forward with like the six people who can all manage, but then you have these other two people who you have to have like individual conversations with on every point, which sounds really terrible.
Yeah, that's more of a personality thing. I didn't think about that.
But otherwise,
I just thought it sounded like hell to me because as an artist, I'm just like, just let me know when I need to drop my shit off and leave me the fuck alone.
Right. Well, so you want, but as, I mean, I think it just depends on the curator's style, right? Or the person's style. If they need a lot of information from everyone. I mean, I guess it's kind of annoying. Cause like if they're asking for bios and whatever from everyone, the bios and a description or proposal, it's like, do you really need to have everyone's bio and description, or is it just the one
like
person?
Me as the artist,
do you as the artist need like everyone else's shit. Bio? Probably not. You're
wait,
like, you
let's
know
look
what? I'm
back at
busy.
Christine's original question. Okay, this is what, there was more to it. She's like, I just feel like I can't track all the small decisions made across long email chains.
Right.
Though so I guess long Slack threads wouldn't be any better. WWMD, what would Maysoon do?
I mean, I haven't used Slack, and I know certainly when trying to communicate with a group of people via email, or even we use a group of that I work with uses WhatsApp, it gets tedious and terrible quickly because it's so a fucking stream of comments, and half the comments don't apply to anything that we're trying to figure out. You know what I mean? Where people are like, oh, hey, I just thought this one thing. You're like, it has nothing to do with anything. Please leave it out.
So on WhatsApp, is it like a group text?
It's basically a big group text, but 100 Days Action has used it as a way to kind of like get some things organized. But it's usually like the quick and dirty, like, hey, can anyone go to this event? They've invited us, but we need to give them answer right away. Versus like our more complicated things are usually through email or through our Google Drive.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or actually in-person meetings, which is what we were doing every week, which is probably the most... you know, successful way of getting anything done.
I like that. I like in person. I like phone calls. I like talking in person. I am recently curating a show with research assistant Katie Kondo, and never again, never ever again. All the artists are lovely. All the people are lovely. All the CC, the BCC, the scheduling.
Oh, the BCC.
The fucking doodle.
Who are you
the
BCC?
The doodle scheduling.
Oh, I was supposed to send a doodle out yesterday.
I would rather.
Fuck. You're waiting for that one suicide day to roll along?
Waiting for Shadrach suicide day.
No, we're kidding.
Just kidding.
That's
if people are struggling,
to
we're going to
so
put
sorry.
A hotline fucking number a. in the underworld.
Please do.
Hang so in there, people. You're going to get through this. Don't end it over a doodle.
Please don't.
For God's sake.
Just don't.
Just for the sheer anti-poeticness of it. JK, all JK, we redact it. We redact everything. Let's do a quick redaction. Redacting everything we've said in the past, present, and future. I've heard, okay, so anyhow, Christine Wong Yap, I don't want to do it. Sounds good, though, for the curators. If you're, like, planning stuff with other curators, like, if you're doing a group curation of
a
show...
I think that makes sense.
That, yeah, that sounds
good.
I
think if you're an artist collective, that makes sense. I think curators working with the artists and their show makes less sense because I think those are kind of
they're
important
kind of
to have
one-on-one.
To be, like,
it's
private
more of
conversations.
A,
they're,
yeah.
It's more of a one-on-one thing. So yeah. I wouldn't necessarily use it for a whole group.
Okay, I've decided, I know what it is. So when there's a single curator working with many artists, that's like an octopus. And the curator is the head of, the whole body, all the organs are in that bulb part of the octopus. And then the artists are the tentacles. So they don't really need to touch each other. Although maybe they will. But, and then the kind of more, the truly collaborative stuff, that's like a spider web. I don't know. Right?
I love it.
So that's when you need to have these like very interconnected networks of communication. So
what
maybe
would the fly represent? The work itself?
The dead fly?
Yeah.
That's the artist. The curator is the spider who waits at the edge of the web to feel the vibrations. And then the flies, the artists, they
the
all scream
the
out to the, each other as they're being devoured.
Oh, no. Wow, that really took a different turn.
And that's when you need Slack. Ugh, you need to get some Slack to get out of there.
You need to be cut some Slack?
Yes. So long story short, try
don't
it out
it.
And let us know how it works.
I'm like, don't do it. Try it out.
Yeah. I feel like Christine Wong Yap seems extremely organized.
She's got
so
her shit together.
She probably will create a beautiful Slack where everyone has a nice little icons for their profile pictures.
Ooh.
And all that kind of thing. Correct.
I wonder if she's asking for herself or because someone has invited her to join a Slack conversation.
I think she's asking for herself because she was like, man, all these emails are getting unwieldy. Yeah. Okay, well, actually, now that we've actually gotten to that core kernel of her question, I think that makes sense. When there's so many emails that it's just like, I can't even manage this. Although another alternative would be to take the actually pertinent information from the email and put it in a Google Doc. Mm-hmm. And then just have a running doc of like what actually matters and that you can share with whoever needs that information. Just crack the code. You're welcome. Congratulations, Pine Tree Trademark Solution Problem Solved.
I probably will never use it.
My new method?
I mean, yeah, your new method.
That's maybe. The CPT. Wow. Emergency.
That was like an owl move.
Art.
Your owl head.
Organization tactics.
So you'd rather have it all in one doc, but then you have like a 15-page doc?
Fudge no. It's not. 15 pages is the emails, which probably have like a third of a page of relevant information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Sally's got to be at X, Y, and Z. Rita needs a good window next to her thing. Devin needs to have like ceiling hoisters. You know? You got those three facts out of like 75 emails. I am with you, Christine Wong Yap. 100% all the way. It's also kind of fuzzy sometimes. I think that could be helpful because it's also fuzzy sometimes when an artist is kind of just giving suggestions out.
Yeah.
And then it seems maybe the curator, whoever they're working with, has like decided, oh, yeah, okay, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
But the artist was just like, I'm just spitballing here when they were saying it. And the curator was like, I'm taking that as fact now, like yeah. that's what you're going to do. And so having that as more of an overt agreement.
Yes.
That also seems useful. A thing that could maybe be kind of consolidated and solidified in the Google Doc, where you're putting the stuff from the email, which I just invented.
So do you think your Google Doc would help with, I seem to have this problem where the full content of an email doesn't get read.
Oh, I do that all the time.
That is some bullshit.
I'm a real skimmer.
I fucking hate that.
They call me the skimmer kid.
Have you ever been accused for not having the correct information at hand?
Okay, well, for example, I'm in a show that's coming up, and I just got an email today from the curator being like, hey, did you get the email from the staff person at the venue?
Right.
Is that all good? Do you need help or anything? And I was like, oh, yeah, I got it. Thanks. And they were like, did you send in your contract? And your blah, blah.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Really?
I was like, got that email 2 weeks ago. Didn't even notice there was anything I had to do.
The fuck? Why?
And then I was like, thanks for reminding me. Just sent it in. And I did just send it in.
That's good. Yeah, what is that about? See, I want something that will alleviate that. The not
the person being
the
a total fucking asshole.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, that takes more. I mean, that's a societal change.
So maybe I'm like, does it have to be all in emojis? Like, what's the way that you get people to respond?
Well, I do think it helps to have like a nice short email and to be very deliberate about how you use bold and larger font.
Really?
Yeah. You should have a 24-point bold font that says,
what?
Artist, do this now in red.
Wow.
Oh, it's not your fault, emailers.
Okay, so you people, this isn't just for me, this isn't just for artists, it's artists, curators, contractors, like everyone and anyone.
Pop me some big ass fonts that say, hey, stupid asshole. Okay, give me some.
I'm sure the Archivician's gonna love that when I start sending emails. It's like, listen, you motherfuckers. Can't wait for that one, right, Meg?
I need like, you know how like when you get a contract or something, a paper thing.
I read that shit top to bottom.
I don't, no. I mean like when you get some papers where you have to sign something, how they highlight where the signature is needed.
Yes.
Or put one of those sticky tabs that has the arrow.
Yeah.
See, I just need that, but in an email.
See, I think that's problematic when they do that because I think they're sort of like, quick, sign here. Don't read any of that shit.
No, I'm fine with it.
You're like, I just signed away my firstborn. It's cool.
I mean, it was easy. I feel like in the art world, it's like every place is going to make you sign away some shit. And you're like, fuck it, dog. I want the money.
The thing is that some places will actually change their contract if you ask them to.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
For little old me?
I've certainly adjusted contracts for artists who are like, actually, this seems a little bit weird. Can we talk about this?
Whoa.
That's why we always say, please read the contract through, you know, through and let us know if you have any questions.
Damn. But do you put a little sticky arrow?
No, because it's usually being sent via fucking email.
I'm so bad about it. I'm going to teach a workshop
on how to fucking keep your focus on reading emails.
I don't think
you can teach the workshop on how to send an email that will catch people's focus. Attention.
I called it a work shock.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it would be for you. It'd have to shock you awake to finish reading the fucking email.
I've had times where people sent me like the press release for a show to be like, hey, just make sure everything's factually correct.
Oh, and your name's spelled wrong or
and I don't
your name's
even
not
read
even
it.
On there.
I don't even open the file. I'm just like, looks good.
You know, I remember in the early days of us having a friendship. Noticing that I think someone had spelled your name like full, like your full Catherine
Maysoon,
name.
You were on me, but I was going to say that anyway.
Oh, well, I'm not blaming you, but I was.
No, I mean, you were like, Kate, make sure you say something. And I was like, Maysoon, I'm going to say
I'm
something.
On it. I'm
it's
on
just, it.
It
was on Facebook, so it's not like they published it on paper or something. And then like, we're fucked.
It's on Facebook. It's already been sent to the press.
So this curation show shit. This curation shit I'm doing with research assistant Katie Kondo, they spelled my name wrong on a fucking vinyl banner.
What? What is it, Catherine Rhodes, or is
no,
it like
they
really
spelled
just
my
wrong?
Last name wrong? Forgot the A. They always forget the A. It's actually for all past, present, and future reference, R H O A D E S, just like Jason Rhodes, no relation. Don't approve or condone any of his work. How's your life drawing class going?
It's so hard, but I think I had a breakthrough this week.
Oh my God.
Joyce almost cried.
Oh my God.
No, not because anything I drew was good or great. Nope, nothing like that. But because at the end of the class, I was like, Joyce, you know what? This week I realized I just needed to fucking let go.
Oh, good.
And just be like, it's going to take some time and it's not going to be great right away. And that's fine.
Totally, man.
And she was like, Maysoon, you made a major breakthrough. I'm like, I know, because last week I was so bummed. It was like, oh my God. I
feel like that's 95% of being an artist.
Right. Just, yeah.
Let it go,
let
man.
It go, man.
Well, are you having enjoyment in the process?
Yeah.
Like, of the joy of drawing?
Not quite the joy of drawing. I mean, this week was a little bit better. Because I think I felt, because I wasn't feeling as, like, anxiety-ridden.
Mm-hmm.
No? Different experience for you?
I always got a lot of pleasure out of drawing. I think that's part of why I'm an artist.
Yeah. What was the pleasure for you? Like, you just liked that you could draw something that looked like something, or
no,
the
just
actual
like
motion?
The activity, like the intellectual endeavor of making a drawing to me is super interesting. It's like doing a crossword puzzle or something.
Is it intellectual?
For me, it is.
Can you talk more about that?
Well, just like, oh, like it's kind of like putting a puzzle together or something. Like you're figuring out where all the pieces go and, you know, yeah. Going back in and like, oh, this got too dark and I'm going to write in like, my favorite drawing professor in college, Tammy Beldew, changed my life. Shout out to Tammy Beldew.
Tammy Beldew.
She called like when you were, you know, doing like tones and like filling in the like light and dark of the drawing. Yeah. She talked about like the cobweb like network of relationships. Ooh. Between the tones in a drawing, that like if you put something in that like in just in like the far corner that's like too light or too dark or whatever, it changes the whole rest of the composition.
Oh, God.
And how interesting that is. It just was super always interesting to me. And like doing proportional comparisons to like make sure everything's like proportionately right with each other. All those things to me were like super like doing Sudoku or something.
Yeah. I had my first bout of insomnia ever this week.
Ever in your whole life?
Ever in my whole life. Uh-oh. It was awful.
Uh-oh.
Awful.
Okay, what are we going to do about it? Maysoon, you got to crack into the valerian root.
I had no, it was so weird. I just found myself like laying in bed in the dark, looking like eyes wide open, looking at nothing. I was just like, just completely confounded as to why I couldn't sleep.
How long were you up till?
We went to bed probably at like, I don't know, 11, and I didn't actually go to sleep until 3.
Maysoon, valerian's good, but it smells horrible.
Okay.
But there's also a podcast that makes me fall asleep called Sleep With Me.
Ooh, I want that one.
Oh my God, it's so good. Can I just play a sample of it?
Yes.
I'll put it on the show. It's this guy named Scoots. He lives in the Bay Area, and he just talks, and his voice is really soothing and weird and, like, very monotonous.
Let's interview him.
I would love to
Let's interview
Scoots.
Him. Oh, my
Maysoon,
God, I'm so
Maysoon, get Scoots
into...
on the show.
I'm going to.
Okay, get his contact info and email it.
And I believe that's it. Let's keep this... What do you say we keep this podcast going? How's that sound? Hey, you have all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast. It's here to put you to sleep.
So Midwestern.
With you with
the podcast.
All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest.
Okay, anyhow, Maysoon, try some things, and we'll check back in next week and see where you're at.
I'm
with
not
going to
have
status.
Insomnia.
Oh, okay. You're just going to will it out of
I'm
your
I'm willing it
life.
Out. It's not happening. It happened once and that was a freak thing and that's just how it is.
Okay, great. Well, big news in the Bay Area art world. Allison Smith is moving. Guess where she's moving to, Maysoon? Don't you say it.
Oh.
Guess where she's moving to. Don't say it, though. Guess where?
North Carolina.
Wrong. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's right. I made that happen through the sheer force of will.
I think you did. Did she respond to your response?
Only a few more to go. No, but I talked to her partner, Christina Linden, and I was like, you do it, you go, and I'll be there right behind you. And she was like, I'm going to go just because you said to, Kate Rhodes. And I was like, thank you. I do have all power in the universe. I'm drunk on power today.
That's cool. I'm kind of bummed they're leaving, but that's, I mean, not bummed.
Maysoon, nothing to be upset about. You'll be there right with them.
I'm not going to Pittsburgh.
Well, you have a year to figure it out. Pittsburgh 2019. Well, a little over a year.
Yeah, I guess we got to establish residency and all that before you can really get with
it. Well, we'll be there in 2019, January 1st.
So have you started looking for houses yet?
I don't think I'm going to buy a house.
No, I know. Places to live is what I mean.
Yeah, totally. All the time. I'm Instagramming them. Instagramming everything on the Craigslist of Pittsburgh.
Also,
I also found out from my good friend Lauren Marie Taylor that there is actually a weird guy over there in a place over there right near Pittsburgh where he basically is doing a thing. Don't remember any of the information, but I'll have a link in the underworld.
Great.
He's a Democratic Socialist. It's not in Pittsburgh. It's like a town outside of Pittsburgh, and he's the mayor.
And there's no one that lives there.
And he's like sorting it out. No, people live there, but like it was really depressed and he's kind of revitalizing it. And he's a Democratic Socialist. Braddock, Pennsylvania. That's where I'm going to get hook up with this guy. His name is John Fetterman. And that's where I'm going to set up my residency. You can come and be one of our, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want your job to be, that's your job.
That's what it is.
What do you say to that, Maysoon?
Cool. Can it be just like petting cats all day? My job?
No, you got to do an art job.
That's art?
We'll get you. You can
it's
have cats.
Performance.
In there. We'll have a very cat friendly. It'll be super cat friendly. It'll be the only residency where you can bring all your pets.
Whoa.
And we're going to pay travel expenses, stipends, all that.
Great. You better get an airline.
Get that Carnegie. Get some Carnegie money.
Yes. You know what I've also been doing this week? Maybe this is after my insomnia. I started listening to, on YouTube, if you look up music for working, or I think that can also be called music for studying, there's these like long, like 2 or 3 hour YouTube videos that are just sound for like, that's good for focusing and studying while you're at work or if you're at school or
nice.
You're writing papers. But I'm all about the binaural beats.
Binaural beats. What does that mean?
What is it, binaural or bioral? Binaural. I think it's binaural. It's basically something that helps you relax and focus.
Huh. Let me play you an example now.
Focused.
I hope that helps you fall asleep. But
no, it's supposed to help you focus.
I hope that helps you focus or fall asleep, but not while you're driving from the bridge
to the other bridge
to the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.